This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how we do it. Well, actually, I'm sorry. That's how you should do it. Get involved, get engaged, and have the information you need before you start the conversation. I got to tell you something funny. When we got off the air, I was talking to Kimberly, in case you missed the first hour, Kimberly Moran. And she said, you know, Joe, I really do like the sheets, pillowcases, all that other stuff. And I said, I know. I mean, I feel kind of weird saying it, but sure, I enjoy them very much. And she's got it all. She's got it all. MyPillow.com. And I don't incentivize her to buy them, but, you know, go to MyPillow.com. As I said, promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. You'll enjoy the sheets. They're returnable. Very much returnable. And who else is going to let you sleep on sheets? Let you sleep on sheets for a long time. And then turn around and allow you to, send them back. Washed or not, I think. I don't know. Anyway, Joe Messina, God bless. You're listening to Joe Messina's show, and I appreciate so much the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I don't know. I would love to hear from a sane Democrat to call in and explain to me how they defend Joe Biden's decision and continuous fight to leave the border wide open, to want to pull all the razor wire, to want to pull, you know, people at the border that are going to protect the border. With the amount of fentanyl, you freaked out over the deaths, from COVID, which were tougher to prevent, I guess, or whatever. Don't care what the reasons behind it were. And yet, you've got millions dying from fentanyl overdoses, and 90% of it is coming up through the border. Right? And you can stop it. You have the ability, you have the manpower to stop it. Explain that to me. You know, obviously, you don't have to, but why wouldn't you want to? Right? You remember Pawn Stars, Rick Harrison? He finally decided to speak up over his son's tragic death. Over what? What do you think he died from? A fentanyl overdose. The problem is that with fentanyl, it's not like they go out and order a hit of fentanyl or a pill of fentanyl. It's in. It's poisonous. It's disastrous. And it's being used or being laced with drugs that these people are buying on a regular basis. They find traces of it in marijuana. They find traces of it in speed. Now, Rick Harrison, right, you all remember him from Pawn Stars. He's disclosed that his son, Adam Harrison, died due to a fentanyl overdose. And I can only imagine the family was devastated. A lot of the families whose kids die from this, they are devastated because in many cases, it's not like the kids are drug addicts. That's what somebody says, oh, you know, I'm going to take a drug. What do you expect? No. No, a lot of times they're casual users. There are such things. There are casual users. They ordered the pill from the wrong place. This is part of the fentanyl crisis in this country. He passed away in Las Vegas just before he turned 40. Now, again, he goes on to say, our family is extremely saddened by the death of Adam. We ask for privacy at the moment while we grieve our loss. He shared pictures of his son. I mean, let this sink in with you. He took pictures of his son with his son. He doesn't look, and don't call me or send me emails and tell me how I said he doesn't look like he strung out or was strung out or anything. So he couldn't have been a heavy drug user. Anyway. He says the cause of Adam's death was confirmed. He said, I can confirm Adam died from the fentanyl overdose. The fentanyl crisis in this country must be taken more seriously. It seems like it's just flowing over, and it is, it's just flowing over the borders. They're pretty much finding tonnage of this stuff at the borders because people are being chased or caught or what have you, and it's just being released and dumped. Now, the statement reflects a growing concern over fentanyl. Yeah, we're all concerned about it. If you're paying attention and you got two brain cells that are working, you know it's an issue. And here's a guy who normally stays out of politics. You've never seen him heavily involved in politics, have you? Did you? And here's a guy who usually just shies away from this, doesn't touch it at all. And now he's opening his mouth. Why? Because he lost one of his own. You saw this happen everywhere. Look at the Me Too movement. I mean, what does it take to wake people up when it comes to, again, the Me Too kind of thing? The kids that are being sexually abused in Hollywood? The fentanyl crisis? What's it going to take? Joe Messina, your host. Jennifer Van Laar joins me when we return. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I love horn. Sorry, I just did. Joe Pacini, no, I'm not sorry. Joe Pacini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Appreciate your time with me so much. Head over to JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. A lot you can do over there as well. And again, you know, no, we don't have the polls anymore. Never mind. Just read the stories. Enjoy the stories. Give me a thumbs up. I always appreciate that. Let me just get her on. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She does every week now with RedState.com. She's the Deputy Managing Editor. And Jennifer, we'll probably do 5 hours with all the garbage happening now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And I'm a little punchy, so it could get interesting.
Ooh, all right. What do we, DeSantis, were you surprised at all?
I was surprised at the timing. I mean, anyone who lives on the planet of reality understood that, barring some miracle, for DeSantis, he wasn't going to be the nominee. So I saw this happening, but I just didn't think it would happen until at least after South Carolina.
He flatlined. I mean, I don't know if it was personality. It almost like he couldn't connect. He kind of flatlined pretty early there.
Yeah, and I've talked to a lot of people about this in the last week, especially after the Iowa caucus results. And, I mean, I think that he was great as a governor. He was getting a lot of traction from the press conferences he would do, or he would take on those mainstream media reporters, and always did a good job with that. But that wasn't the person that we saw with his launch for the presidency. And so I blame it on the consultants who tried to just groom him into something, and he wasn't strong enough in who he was to fight back against that. And honestly, Trump was already in. They already had one indictment, and they saw what that did for Trump's popularity, and that kind of gave a lot of people this reason, like, well, we need to stick with Trump because of what they're doing with him. So I think if I was DeSantis in, like, April or May of last year, that I would have just said, no, I'm not going to do it.
Look at all the money it took away from the race. He had originally said he was going to stay as governor. I think these things get under their skin to get excited, to get a little prideful, and you know what I mean? And your comment about the consultants, you and I have been involved in a lot of political races, and they make me crazy. I mean, seriously, I have a flat spot on my forehead because some of the stuff they tell these guys to do, you're looking at them going, that's not him. That's not her. That's not, don't tell them to go down a road that's not natural to them. Do you know what I'm saying? You see it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't declare till I was pretty sure it was the end of May, and I thought I was right. It was May 24th when DeSantis finally declared. But he gave a speech at the Reagan Library at the beginning of March, widely seen. Like, I had heard up until that point that he might declare then. If he had declared a lot earlier than that, like even before CPAC and gone to CPAC, I think that it would have been different for him, because it was just months that everyone knew he was running, but he wouldn't say it. And so he either needed to have declared earlier or just not done it at all. Like at that point where he declared, it was kind of like, why? But I see a lot of people making points about the money that was spent within DeSantis's campaign. And I don't know if, you know, Nikki Haley would have really ever been a thing if DeSantis hadn't been in there, because we already had Christie as the never Trump kind of person. But in general, I'm not going to hit on a candidate for, quote, wasting money, because I think it's the right of any candidate in an open primary like that to run. But it's still, I mean, but yeah, he could have kept that money in his pack and been able to be an influencer during this cycle, be able to build up candidates like along his way of thinking and become a power broker. That would have been something really positive he could have done with that money. Maybe it wouldn't have been spent on the presidential race, but there are plenty of other races in the United States that need money where he could have made a difference in something. And then he comes around to 28, like, hey, I've already got these people that I helped get elected in Congress or in state houses across the country, and he has all these allies that basically owe him. You know, there's your free advice, Ron DeSantis.
Well, those, you know, we saw it happen in our little area here with Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg went across the country but came in here and spent millions of dollars to build allies but he couldn't connect with people. Another Hillary Clinton, went to the Hillary Clinton school of running a race. He couldn't connect to anybody. He couldn't make anything happen. Then he wasn't personable enough. That is part of it. People have to feel like they can relate to you, right?
At least a little bit. I mean, it's hard for a really rich person like that to connect with people.
Yes.
Because they are so out of touch in general. So if you're going with kind of that handicap of so much money, you've got to come up with some way that you're going to connect with people, whether it's your rags to riches story or you have a great wife or child or someone close to you who's a good storyteller, you know, who can.
How about the fact that you love eating at McDonald's, right? You can see the president on a jet with McDonald's hamburgers piled up on his tray. So
exactly.
All right. This is really funny because earlier today when I heard about the Supreme Court telling Texas, no, you can't do this. You have to allow the Border Control to show up and get rid of the razor wire. I mean, almost uncontrollably out of my mouth, I said, no, don't do it. Right?
Right.
Don't do it. Don't give in. What are they going to do? I mean, Joey B. What did he pay off? $5 billion or whatever it was in student loan debt after he was told he couldn't do it? He found a way to make it happen. If I was those guys, I would stand my ground. What do you think?
Totally agree. I mean, look at Gavin Newsom, our esteemed governor. I'm using
don't
air quotes
use
with esteemed.
In his name and his sentence. Are you serious?
It's sarcasm. It's sarcasm.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
He said that he's like not going to comply with whatever some illegitimate court says that he has to do. I mean, it's regularly. After the abortion ruling last summer, I'm going to go like bring all of these abortion drugs into other states, and I'm going to do this and that. He's going to do whatever he believes in, and I think that Governor Abbott actually has he's on the right side of this when he's saying he's not going to, because what they're doing effectively, Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett, they are saying, hey, cartels, continue to make a bunch of money off of people's hopes and dreams in these other countries. Continue to let people die as they come over to the United States. Like, and you don't care if they drown. You don't care if they get eaten by coyotes, by like actual animal coyotes, not the human ones that they employ. And continue to let people, like, I think it was just tonight, there was someone that had engaged in child porn that was then rearrested, like had been murder in like some South American country. Well, yeah, there's one guy, I think it was Colombia. Right. He was.
I know you can't hear, but we got the bumper music going now. We're going to be back in a minute.
Sorry.
Don't go far. All right. Hey, I get rolling and do the same thing. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ending his campaign for the White House and endorsing former President Donald Trump. If you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. True to the old saying, freezing temps should be moving out of a good chunk of the country, and above average warmth will blanket the U.S. Don't expect Hamas to release any more hostages. The Palestinian group presented Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with a proposal. Leave Hamas in power in the Gaza Strip and take all Israelis with you. Netanyahu wouldn't even entertain that idea. Three members of an air ambulance crew lost their lives in a helicopter crash near Weatherford, Oklahoma, over the weekend on their way back to their base located 70 miles west of Oklahoma City. No patients were on board. Corey Myers, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hopefully you're back too. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, or Xing, or whatever the heck it's called. I don't even, you know what? I know somebody who knows. Let me bring her on. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She's a deputy managing editor at redstate.com. Check it out. Redstate. What do you call it now? Is it Xing, texting? I mean, in my world, Xing is when you write somebody out.
Yeah, I'm just calling it tweeting.
Okay.
Sorry.
He stuck with it.
I'm old.
Yeah, oh yeah, he stuck with it, so anyhow. But we were talking about, you know, Attorney General Ken Paxton of Texas, and him and thank God, Abbott. You know, Abbott was not a strong governor in the early days, was he? At least I don't.
I mean, maybe he's a lot stronger than Newsom.
Oh, come on. You know, a three-legged cow is stronger than Newsom. Give me a break. So,
right.
You know, yeah. But to see him now go nose-to-nose with the Supreme Court and said, we're not going to give in to this. We're not going to do this. And I don't see any kind of fighting that's going to happen between the National Guard and Border Patrol and what have you. And I'm hoping that they do the right thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that would be crazy to have the Border Patrol forcibly try to move Texas National Guard out of something. I don't foresee that happening. All they have to do is stand their ground. And because if they tried to do something to the Texas National Guard, that's going to be really, really bad optics for the Border Patrol.
I wouldn't fool with the Texas National Guard. Not no way. You know what I'm saying? Because
I mean, they don't try to stop the illegal immigrants from coming in. So what are they going to be more forceful with our own people, like people from our country who are in the National Guard, than they are with people who are breaking the law to come into our country? Come on.
I'm sorry. I'm enjoying this so much, watching the people coming over, watching what's happening. You see the fentanyl deaths are up, between the crime. They're bussing people, the Biden administration is bussing people into other cities. And yet, when Abbott does it, when DeSantis does it, it's terrible. It's disgusting. How can you do that to people? And you're thinking, wait a minute, you just did the same thing. The three buses behind these buses were yours. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. And that, yeah. And it, to watch if the Border Patrol does end up trying to get really feisty with the Texas National Guard, that there's so many people, the Chicago mayor, the New York mayor, we're talking about other mayors that all want Biden to control the border now. Like, he's got a really thin line he's got to walk. Like, he's walking a tightrope to keep the support of these mayors that he needs. He needs the machines in those cities to get reelected.
Yeah, but don't you think that if he does give them money, if he does cave, if he does help them out, is he not, in essence, admitting that there's a problem?
Yeah, but, I mean, they don't care if they have the money. But the thing is, like, even if he gives them money, how quickly can they create shelter for the illegal immigrants in New York? They can't. Like, it doesn't matter if they get money. It's not going to make a difference in the next 6 months. The only thing that's going to make a difference is not sending people there.
Yeah, I think we should do nonstop. Keep packing the place. Keep packing those cities. I mean, they're complaining about tens of thousands. They're getting hundreds of thousands down there. And not just hundreds of thousands. So
right.
We had 9 million people come across.
Plus, I don't even know. If you can't even keep... the number is so big now that it's not even comprehensible to most people. Like, we have to express it in terms of football stadiums, I think.
Oh, my God.
Just to make it where we can comprehend. I'm serious.
Yes, I know. It is extremely irritating to watch how this goes down. Nobody seems to care. I shouldn't say nobody. Nobody on that side of the aisle seems to care about the security of this country. There's no way they... I always say to them, look me in the face... And lay me out a reason why this is a safe and sane thing to do. Help me understand. You know.
Well, and it's not nice. It's not humane to the people who are being brought up here either. And it's funny that, you know, 12 years or so after South Park first called it, where the Texicans, because that was what they called it in the episode, the people from Mexico were leaving and going back. Because it was so bad in the United States that they were like, screw this, we're going home, just like Cartman would say. And so here we are in a world where this is literally what's happening, that the Mexicans are saying, and South Americans and Central Americans are saying, nope, but we have it actually better in our country. See ya.
I know, it's just great. All right, a couple things going on. You know, we got to talk about Newsom. I don't have a better name for him. I'm not going to, you know, he has turned a paradise, a true paradise, into a hellhole. And there's no other way to say it. Even the rich are now, the ones who really didn't care, were all high and mighty now, are leaving the state in big numbers, aren't they?
Yeah, and because they know that it's not going to get better.
It's not going to get better. And... they have been throwing around, I've talked to a couple of mutual friends, they've been throwing around this exit tax, this wealth tax, this way of taxing people for taking assets out of the state. Just had somebody, I don't want to get too detailed here, but I just had somebody who, they live now in Vegas or Nevada, and people have gone out from California, you find out later on, they're kind of like the what do you want to call it, the domicile police. So they go out and they kind of question you as to, oh, how long are you here in Nevada, and is this your home? And then they go looking into your records. They ping your phone. They find out where your doctors are to decide whether or not you're truly a resident of Nevada or not. Wow. Just amazing. Yeah. That's how bad we need the money. But it's not going to help, is it?
No, I mean, people will, they'll find, especially the people who are rich are going to find the ways around this. The people who would get ensnared in something like that are going to be people who are maybe middle class or slightly above, because they won't have the resources to fight back against the state if they tried something like that. But I also don't see how that would ever stand up to any kind of legal scrutiny.
No, I agree with you. But just the mere fact that these guys sit there and think of this. You know,
wouldn't it be better to just fix it so that people want to stay in the state?
No. What's wrong with you? you know?
I mean, is this going to be like Berlin, East Berlin? Is there going to be a wall around it?
Oh, yeah. It's just amazing to watch what happens. And, you know, in Northern California, San Francisco, San Jose area, all of those, Oakland, I just heard that, what is it, In-N-Out is closing one of its stores there. You've had CVS close down. You've had some of these major, companies close down. They don't talk about crime. I mean, the elected officials, they talk about racism. These companies are leaving because they're racist companies. They don't understand. And the people robbing their stores, what they're going through at home. Really? That's your argument?
And I read something that at that location in Oakland, that there was a time just a few months ago where there was armed robbers going through the drive-through line, going car by car, and robbing these people at gunpoint as they're waiting. And this is right by Oakland Airport, so it's just like in L.A. we have an In-N-Out right there. So it's very high traffic, but it's a lot of people that are coming through there that don't live in that area and maybe have a lot of things with them. And the fact that, you know, Pamela Price, the DA there, wouldn't prosecute people well enough, or their governor who's too, or their mayor who's too stupid to apply for grants to help with some of these things, or just decide to apply the law, they just let that happen for months and months and months. And I'm sure that the people at In-N-Out asked for help, and they were just like, whatever.
Oh, many of them did. CVS asked for help. I mean, they all asked for help, and nothing happens. Walgreens, the same thing. And you see what they do. They spend $1 billion locking this stuff up, finding different ways for people to buy it, all of this. And then a group of people come in and steal from them again. Look, the whole idea behind a business like that, first off, is they got to make a profit. I mean, oh, my God, did I say that on the air? I really swore like
that. Not allowed.
Make a profit, yeah. And if you want to prosecute anybody, all of a sudden now you're racist, you're homophobic, you're bigoted, you're whatever. They don't care. They just, I don't know, is it a mental illness? I'm so frustrated by this crap. It's like, is it a mental illness? Do you not get it? If you want those people to have stuff for free, do what the Chicago mayor's doing. Just buy the crap and hang it out to everybody. We got to go for a break. Got to get my blood pressure down. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more on the Joe Messina Show.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back.
No, we're not.
That's the right one.
God bless you, man. We are back. Joe Macedo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged. But I always say this, get informed first, because if you don't get informed, you just sound like they do. Nobody wants to sound like they do, okay? Have you heard Nancy Pelosi give a speech or AOC? Yeah, you don't want to be there. Believe me. Jennifer Van Lauer joins me. She's the deputy managing editor at Red State. That's redstate.com. And Jennifer, always fun when you're on the show with me.
Well, it was really a great thing when it came time to be on the show tonight with you, because it kept me from having to finish watching the debate for the California U.S. Senate seat that used to be held by Dianne Feinstein. So, yeah. Did you catch any of it?
Or are you already on the air? No. Even if I could, I wouldn't. Why don't you... But some people don't realize how hard it is, first of all, to grab that seat here in this state. But Steve Garvey, it should have been a slam dunk, shouldn't it, to a degree? because we're all into that kind
of
stuff.
To a degree. So, yeah. So there was a little controversy at first because Politico is hosting this debate. It's not any official debate. It's just hosted by Politico and USC School of Government and Fox 11 and KFI. And they did one poll in mid-December, a Politico Morning Consult poll of 858 likely primary voters, like an online poll, so I don't even know how they were selected. And the top four candidates in that poll, that one poll, that's the only qualification. It didn't matter fundraising, number of donors, endorsements, any of that. So the top four was Adam Schiff was in first place. In second place was Steve Garvey, who's running as a Republican. And then you had a tie between Barbara Lee and Katie Porter. So, but we also have another Republican candidate, Eric Early, who made a pretty decent showing in that poll. And then Christina Pascucci, who was a Fox LA TV anchor, who's running as a moderate Democrat. Both of them were frozen out of that debate. And Garvey, I had some good hopes for, but I'm sad to say that he did not perform well in that debate. He spoke slow. He seemed old. He sometimes didn't seem to understand the question he was being asked. And he wouldn't even say that he would not vote for Biden. Every time they asked him who he was supporting for the general election, he kept making statements like, well, that's a person's private decision. I'm going to make a decision when I get to the booth. And it's going, okay, well, we know now, like, there's not really a primary on the Republican side anymore. It's going to be Trump. You know, I could understand a week or two ago saying, well, you know, I have my own personal thing for the Republican primary, but I'm going to vote for whoever the Republican nominee is. But he couldn't even say anything like that. I mean, in my mind, he'd at least come out saying, I know who I'm not voting for, and that's Joe Biden. And that's because he stinks as president. Our inflation's through the roof. We're getting, you know, we lost two U.S. Navy SEALs in the last week because they were trying to stop Iranian weapons from getting to Yemen. You know, weapons that were probably paid for by all the pallets of cash that we sent them. I mean, how can you not easily take that question, turn it around, and make it a slam dunk?
Yeah, most of these people getting in there, you and I were talking about this before, they think because they have the right mindset, if you would, in their mind, that they're the best person for the job. And all they have to do is show up and be everybody else who's Steve Garvey. It should be easy. But no, when you're hit with the questions, you have to have some answers. And you said it earlier, it's true. This is his consultant's fault to a big degree, don't you think?
1,000%. I mean, you're up there with Adam Schiff and Katie Porter, and then Barbara Lee, who represents Oakland, who we just had the thing with the In-N-Out thing happen. Yep. They lost the Raiders. They lost the Oakland A's. It's just a cesspool of a city. And how do you not sit there? I mean, at least to his credit, he did say to Adam Schiff, hey, you got censured for lying. And Schiff said, I got censured for standing up to a corrupt president. Yes, he was saying BS. And then Garvey turned around and said, no, you were censured for lying to 300 million people by lying about what came out in your intelligence committee hearings, which is true. That's what he got censured for, and that is what he did. So I do have to give Garvey credit for that. And he talked about Reagan being a great president and going from Democrat to Republican, so like people can change their political beliefs over time as long as they believe in our country and actually standing up for it, which is something that the other three on the stage aren't doing. But overall, the response I've seen just from social media, from people who didn't really have an opinion until tonight, a lot of them were refusing to vote for Garvey because he couldn't answer the question on who he's going to vote for as president. He's going to get tagged as being MAGA. He's going to get tagged with being tied to Donald Trump no matter what he says. That's what the Democrats are going to say. So you might as well just say who you're going to vote for.
Yeah, get it over with. Matter of fact, to your point, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter anymore. You know, get it on the table and move forward. Get over yourself. Just amazing.
You could also just say, you know, we know that the Republican is not going to win California's electoral votes, so what does it really matter?
The other three would have to drop out. Are you serious? That's the only way you're going to win here. It's just amazing. Yeah right? So, apparently a stroke can be a good thing, and I'm not making light of it, but John Fetterman, in his last couple of interviews, you know, if you heard him speak and really didn't recognize his voice, you'd go, oh, that must be a conservative Republican. With some of the things that he's saying now, and the progressives, his own party now are coming after him. Well, they're going to eat their own, and they're good at this, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I think they're better at it than the Republicans are, amazingly. But, I mean, Fetterman, I'm okay. If this is the Fetterman, I'm a little scared that this is not the Fetterman we're going to see long term, because it hasn't really been that long that he's made sense. But if this is the Fetterman that we'll have, then, hey, I mean, I might like him better than I would have liked Oz.
Oh, God. I mean, when you think about Kevin, I mean, I like him better than Kevin McCarthy at this point. I mean,
oh, heck yeah. So, I mean, at least, just like we've said before on the show, at least if I know that you tell me what you mean, like you're not going to deceive me, like you never have any doubt as to where Fetterman stands on something. Agree or disagree, like he's straight with you. Yeah. I can handle that more than I can handle someone trying to deceive me.
Oh, agreed. I mean, in one of the interviews he did, he said, look, I'm really confused as to what's so hard to understand about securing the border. Why is that such a big deal? And he asks it in such a, I would say, an innocent way as to, this makes sense. Why are we having a problem with this? And the CNN and the CNN commentator, he's having a hard time trying to figure out how to respond to Fetterman because he, you know what he expected. He thought Fetterman was going to come in and say, yeah, we need to leave the borders open. We need to help these people. He didn't get that. And you could just see the look on his face of total confusion, you know?
Well, good. Keep it up, Fetterman.
Yeah, again, just keep them on their toes. Keep them focused on him. It'll keep them off of some of the other crud they could possibly get involved with. I know it's kind of hard over the years, you know, to trust some of these people, but apparently Joe Manchin kind of did the same thing today. I would think it was today or yesterday, where he went off on his own group of people and said, look, what are we doing? What is going on here? Why aren't we? And they just went down the whole list of the stuff the president has been ignoring for the last three. Went after his own president, if you would. So I don't know what we're seeing here. Are we seeing fear that if they don't start to turn, they can't get reelected or they won't be taken seriously? Or do you think they're finally coming to the surface and saying, look, I'm not going to follow the party anymore. I know they keep telling me I have to, but this is wrong. This is bad. This is dangerous.
Well, I think it's probably a little of both with Manchin. I've also heard him floated as a no-labels candidate for a possible third-party thing, which I really hope. Well, if it's
don't
him,
we have a third
drop.
And fourth party? Don't we have RFK Jr. and that Green Party, whatever it is? Yeah.
Right, and RFK Jr., the latest poll show, draws more from Biden than he does from Republicans. So, you know, yay, keep that going. Yeah. So, and I think with Manchin, that would be more of a same. That's, I don't think Manchin is going to get Republicans voting for him.
Nope. No, I don't think either one of them. Look, at RFK, I know where he's coming from. I got it. But to your point, I mean, too many people don't trust him. Long-term, lifelong Democrat. I do give him credit as a Kennedy for speaking out against the Democrat Party and calling them for what they are now. So I think it gives me a little hope that some of these old timers are going, wait a minute, this isn't right. What we're doing is wrong. You heard Carville come out and ripped them all up as well. But I think he was just on a rant.
Rants are good. I mean, I engage in them.
Yeah. Oh, no, I love it. They actually laid on the foundation for people like you and I to really take off on. All right, we've got about 20 seconds left. How do people find you? How do they read your writings?
At redstate.com every day, and you can find all my stream of consciousness thoughts on Twitter at Jen Van Laar.
Oh, yeah, you got to go on Twitter, people. I mean, this is kind of a joke, but she slaps around stupid people, and I love it. Verbally slaps around stupid people. It's great, because you know they're sitting there going, huh? What? I didn't think of that. All right, Jen, have a great day. Talk to you later on.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show.